Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Hamas calls for a day of rage. Biden beats Trump in the latest poll. A report finds that this is the key to a stress-free home. And a new survey ranks the scariest movies of all time on this Friday the 13th. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, it wasn't just Israelis who were killed last week by Hamas. 27 Americans were killed. 14 are still missing. But also people from 40 different countries killed or abducted. 21 people from Thailand killed. 13 people killed from France. 17 missing. Nepal, 10 people killed, 7 from Argentina, 4 from England, 3 from Canada, 4 from Russia, 7 from Ukraine, 2 people killed from Brazil, all over the world, 6 people from Argentina killed, 10 missing from Italy. Hamas calling for a global day of rage today. Local and federal law enforcement agencies across the U.S. stepping up their patrols of synagogues and Jewish businesses. The NYPD ordering the entire force to be in uniform and on patrol for the next 24 hours. France has banned all pro-Palestinian protests throughout the country. Meanwhile, Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, said, quote, "It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different culture and religion and concepts because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that." Huh. New Fox News poll, take it with as much salt as you'd like. President Biden would narrowly win the popular vote over Donald Trump in the next election if it were held today. But Biden would lose to Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Alas, Trump has a huge lead over his fellow Republicans. 59% of Republican voters backing Trump, followed by DeSantis at 13%, Nikki Haley at 10%, and Vivek at 7%. Researchers say the key to a happy home is the family meal. This is the American Heart Association says that 91% of households are less stressed if they eat dinner together. Sharing a meal reduces anxiety, boosts self-esteem, improves social connections between parents and kids. Yet, 30% of American families eat dinner together at least once a week. Only 30%. New survey from Reader's Digest lists the scariest movies of all time. Number 5, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Number 4, The Shining. Number 3, John Carpenter's Halloween, then The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and number 1, scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist. The film, I guess, so disturbing that it was banned from being sold in England until 1999. You couldn't even buy it. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Many Americans have little interest in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but that is a mistake. The violence over there will affect all of us over here. There are presently three major evils in the world: the communist Chinese, the totalitarian Putin, and Islamic militancy that includes Iran. All three sanction murder and denial of human rights. All three are locked and loaded in order to create violent mayhem. Ukrainian and now war in Palestine create disorder throughout the world. and disorder is the enemy of civilized behavior. When shooting starts, economic prosperity declines. That's your wallet. The Hamas murder spree is not President Biden's fault, despite his opponents wishing it so. Israeli intelligence was ineffective, as was American intel before 9/11. What is Biden's fault is disorder inside the USA, from the border to the drug-saturated inner cities to an astounding lack of discipline in the Biden administration. This country needs clear-eyed leadership and tactical superiority over the evil doers. Please remember that in November 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here is the mail. We go to Tanya Berlaga, Parkland, Florida. Bill, you've said many times that our country has excellent intelligence and we would be able to intercept a terrorist attack like 9/11 if it was planned. If that's so, how would you explain the attack on Israel? Well, Tanya, first of all, give me a break, okay? I never said 100% guarantee that U.S. intel can protect us from a terror attack. Nobody would ever say that. So give me a break. What I did say is in 22 years, our intelligence services have prevented hundreds of terror attacks on our soil. I cannot explain a Hamas attack. I assume in the months to come, we'll know why that intel failed. Dave Shoof, Sacramento, California. Why has Congresswoman Tlaib not been sanctioned and removed from her role in government? Because there is no mechanism in the Constitution to remove an elected federal official who speaks out about anything. You can't. You can impeach her, but they're not going to do that. It's a freedom of speech thing. But there's a reason why congresspeople only serve two-year terms. So in Michigan, Tlaib should be out on her butt, right? But she'll probably win again because it's an Arab district. Adrian Gentile, Las Vegas. We the people are now furious watching the Biden administration lead our country into chaos. We need new leadership, not ideology. Well, we the people is what, Adrian? Biden got 80 million votes. And if he ran tomorrow, he gets 60 million more. I think maybe 55. We the people? There's division in this country, not unanimity. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today, 90% of Americans listen to music through the internet. But 50 years ago, folks tuned in the old-fashioned way, on the radio. Beginning in 1936, Billboard magazine began publishing the most popular songs of the month. Here are the top 10 singles from 50 years ago, October 1973. Number 10, Paper Roses by Marie Osmond. Awful song. Number 9, Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat by the DeFranco family. Awful song. Number 8, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. Okay, okay, Stevie. I remember the tune. Number 7. Keep on Truckin' from Eddie Kendricks, followed by 6, Who's That Lady from the Isley Brothers, essentially R&B tunes. I'm a big Isley Brothers fan, by the way. So happy to see them at number 6. The top 5 starts with Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and The Pips, classic. Number 4, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, classic. Third spot goes to Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers, excellent tune. Second place, Half Breed by Cher. No, terrible. Number 1 song in America, October 1973, Angie by the Rolling Stones. It was okay, but not one of the Stones' greatest hits. Angie, roll it.
Angie, Angie, when will those clouds are all disappear.
And here's something else you might not know. By the fall, the autumn of 1973, the Rolling Stones, one of the biggest bands in the USA. Group had arrived in North America 9 years earlier. Stones debuted at Carnegie Hall in NYC, 1964. Price to see Mick Jagger and the boys, $2 back then. Rolling Stones have a new album out October 20th of this year, Hackney Diamonds, first collection of original material in 18 years. But you'll have to go on the net to hear it. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.